Allow the beauty and the light and the guidance of the Star Mothers, the guidance of Kryon, of Adaranda, of the Masters that have held the place for our transformation for so long and that are always here to guide us, especially when we celebrate with them our transformation, our journey. And we know that there is such deep benevolence and love.
So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your energy, your brightness, right here, and we're all in that a star mother honor with the Dr. Amber, and in that nice juicy space, huh? In that energy of the activation within the Star Mothers, we guided our vessel Marilyn to draw two cards from the brand new activating deck of Kryon. We do that sometimes. You know, you can get your wisdom from many different sources, even a deck of cards. So the oracle cards, the brand new, have an activation on both sides of art. So take a deep breath. This is for you. It is quite simple. Part of God. When our vessel Marilyn drew that card, she said, well, duh. That is not new. We know that. And we said, now draw the card facing it. And that was rewrite the past. You see, we know you know that you are part of God. We know you get that. We know you see that. We know you feel that. And if you do not, where have you been? However, your past programming from this life, and as you've seen evidence through Lee Carroll's presentation on evolution, from many other lives, they all come into play right here, right now. What we have discovered, and is proven now by science, is that when you heal your present, you are generationally healing your past. We call that generational healing. Which is the reason to go into your Akash, is to rewrite your past, to connect with your own Akash in so many new and different ways, to connect with the healing from your ancestral lineage of your soul, and allow yourself to be the reminder that you are a part of God. Now, some people get caught up on the word God. Well, get over it. You can use good, orderly direction. You can use great, optimistic divinity. We don't care. It's all a part of the same word. And you can use God and goddess in the same time, in the same breath. It is about why are you making that distinction of separation still. Now we are asking you to recognize anything in your past that you have felt might possibly still be separating you from that part of God. We are bringing it to the surface and to just relax, integrate. As it integrates, that memory may become a part of who you are. That proposition may, that conversation, that situation may be part of who you are, because you are the divine. So all parts of you are the divine as well. We don't want to rip those parts out of you that may not serve your highest good any longer because you're done with them. Instead, we want to honor them for the part that they have played in the evolution of you. Because you are perfect. You are magnificent. You are part of God. And as you know, God does not create mistakes. So you can't possibly be a mistake. You can't possibly be mistaken that you are here right now in this room in Texas. You can't possibly think that way. And if you do, still, that is the separation. We ask you to remind yourself that there is no more separation, except in your own mind. And that is what you are indeed rewriting. To honor those parts of yourself for their educational system and their educational worthiness. You learned from those experiences, and now the people, the kids, the young beings that are very ancient souls that have little tiny bodies, they are carrying that wisdom forward. That is the fact, the new energy. And you know, if they can carry the wisdom forward, you can certainly awaken it in yourselves. How many times do you get the opportunity to hear, remember who you are? Be who you are. Remember that you are love. We ask you to get it so we can move on to new information. We ask you, what is your new information? The fact that you can arc energy all around the planet and see a difference in this world. The fact that your intention can effectively be experienced by someone you've never met. The fact that your energy, your focus of holding the image of the earth in between the palms of your hands and moving the energy of love and wisdom and clarity back and forth can indeed be the difference. You can rewrite the past. But dearest beings of light, we implore you to live right here and now and understand your magnificence. Understand that vision that your soul had for you when you arrived in that little body on this planet and chose your parents and chose your family. And we know some of you are still wanting to renegotiate that. And yet think of all the wondrous things that you learned to bring you here. Gratitude,
as the joy says, is the abracadabra of the universe. So understand your own gratitude. Understand your own abilities. It is innate within you. In disengaging that belief that your innate is somehow less than what you think that it is, you are accepting the fact that you are not a part of God, and that's just simply ridiculous. Be who you are. Be the light, the love, the wisdom, the clarity, the joy, the laughter, the peace, the calmness, the centeredness, the vivaciousness, the dance, the rowdiness. Be it all. Because you are part of God. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, a magnetic service. Yesterday, both channelings loosely spoke of invisible things. Things that were happening on this planet outside of the purview of what you normally see or feel or participate in. The message is actually the same now, but I bring you a premise, something not very old. It's something that I had to present first to the Lemurian women last night. There is an intervention at hand. For this planet, from the creative source, from those ascended ones, from the stars, there's something happening. I would like to go back in history and show you precedent. In almost all of the main religions, for intervention from spirit, it is indeed true that humans have free choice. The choice not to look. The choice to participate in invisible things. The choice to imagine, perhaps, that there are more dimensions and higher consciousnesses, even here on the planet. But even within the free choice, there have been times when that creator of love will step in and help. You haven't analyzed it yet. Almost every belief system on the planet has had these things. A place, a time, a system where things can change because they're more divine than other times. Even start with the Hindu, who all know that they can drop that which they believe they've come in with, which is the karma, issues and problems, and past life solutions, and they can drop them all and experience nirvana if they can just get to a certain place and bathe in a certain river at a certain time. That is an intervening system. The Jewish nation looks so proudly upon the intervening God that they believe in through the Exodus, that they were helped out of a situation so that they could have a nation eventually. And they would say, God intervened in a divine way in this situation or that situation so we could see things we couldn't see before. And they had free choice. Two main religions on this planet, two belief systems, two beautiful systems believing in the love of God, believe that at the right time, at the right place, they received a prophet. An intervention in energy that changed the planet both for Islam and for Christians. The prophets came and they taught and they gave new information that was beautiful for both. The precedent is there that when it's time and humans are ready, that creator sees you and knows you and allows for things to exist with free choice that were not there before. That is happening now. There is a new marker afoot. We told the ladies last night of this, and not all of you know, because not all of you have followed that which is the Kryon messages throughout the world. But briefly, just weeks ago, the final pair of nodes and nulls were matched on this planet. And if you have no idea what that is, it doesn't matter. But know this, it is a dormant system put in place hundreds of thousands of years ago, so that if humanity moved past the precession of the equinoxes, the wobble of the earth, 2012, if you were alive and well without war, at that time, that these time capsules, these beautiful energy centers, this system of push and pull energy would begin to activate when all were matched. You might say it's the positive and the negative, the node and the null. It is not. It is a system that is not echoing what you would expect in magnetics, or even positive or negative. It's a cooperative push and pull system. Complex it is, but its whole purpose is when you were ready, and you are, to come together and start eliminating past karma, past energies, working with the grids of this planet to erase the doom, the biases, the hurt, the horror of what has happened in the past, and start vacuuming it up, throwing it into the light so it vaporized in such a way to allow human evolvement to occur. Only weeks old, the last one was matched. And now all 24 are active, working, and it begins. This is intervention at the right time, at the right place that you have asked for, you've earned. It's your lineage and your legacy. And there will be those who would roll their eyes at this. Except you have been seeing it. Even without all 12 and 12 being linked, you have been seeing this already. In many of the movements, the transparencies, the things that are showing that used to be in the dark and stay in the dark, and here they are in your face. And you're starting to see things move on this planet in ways you didn't expect. You're also starting to see things move that you wish would not move in these ways. Issues with politics and trouble, with corporate, with economies, all of these kinds of things which in many countries have only started flaring up yet again. And you say, well, how does that fit into this? Dear ones, this is the darkness that must be seen by all. This is the way it works, that humanity must examine itself, and these changes, this intervention, is forcing dark things to the surface. Suddenly you see things within your own systems you don't like. Whereas in past decades, you simply walked through it and hoped. Now suddenly they're in your face, and you know you can do something about it. It changes what you're going to do next based upon what is happening now. It changes you in the fact that you're deciding what you really want that is good and transparent and compassionate. What if I told you, Americans, there might come a day when Congress comes together in those few times when the houses meet? What if I told you that in a distant future, the first thing they will do is sing a song to each side? One sings a song to the other, and the other sings it to the other. And if you could hear the words, it talks about cooperation. It talks about getting things done. It talks about honoring the fact that they're in a position for the people who elected them. And then they move forward with a harmony you've never seen before. And if I told you that, you'd say, Cryon, you're nuts. That is not going to happen. You already have a legacy within your own Congress. Not many of you expected to see it. It came from England. In England, their Congress sits facing each other so they can call each other names easily. And they continue to. Your system came from that. And now it's becoming more like that. What if I told you that all of that can change? And you might say, well, what is the catalyst that would push it into a more benevolent way? What is the catalyst where they would start to understand that both sides deserve to be there? And both sides have good ideas, but different ways of achieving them. And they would sing a song that says, we'll work together. You say, that's just not ever going to be in the cards. And I'm telling you, not only in the cards, you're going to see it. The song's being written. That's how close you are to seeing radical change with the few who are not here yet. They're here, but they're not there in Congress yet. And there will be. And they will stand and make proclamations that make so much sense about what a Congress ought to be, or how they ought to act, or how they ought to start respecting each other, and how all of them deserve to be honored. And they'll be younger than they should be. And they're coming. And their names will go down in history as the ones who may have rewritten that which is democracy in America. These are the kinds of things that these nodes and nulls, as they push and pull, and the energy that they dispense on this planet, uniformly for all, these are the things that will start to show up. It's not for one belief system, dear ones. It's for humanity. There is intervention occurring. Now, you might say, well, that's very interesting, hard to believe, but I like what I hear. Well, it's more than that, old soul. Now comes your part. Is it real or not? Can you use your innate and your intuition? Can you use your power of consciousness to say to Spirit, Spirit, show me these things. If they are real, allow me to participate in a higher vibration. And if you do, things start happening. They start happening. Go ahead and throw a fleece down before the creative source and say, if you're there, show me. Because that's exactly what my partner did to allow me to come into his life, because he gave permission for invisible things. The engineer, he had hoped it wouldn't happen when he gave permission for it to be. And what I gave him, he'll never forget. Not words, not wisdom, not channeling, but overwhelming love and compassion. It filled him up and he wept in the chair. And he knew invisible things were real. Up to you. And how much you share in what the creative source has been willing to give. These things I bring you as truth, as you have yet again another marker moving into the year of duality, 2020. And so it is.